The following event is a More Ace Audio production. Introducing first, from London, England, the team of Ace and Skillet, this is the Kick-Ass.
All right, what's going on? Welcome to another episode of the Kick Out. My name's Ace.
My name is Skillet.
Who is your weekly right now that we're seeing you for wrestling WWE? How you doing, bro?
I'm good. How are you, man?
I'm good. We are recording this on a Saturday morning. The weather is awesome.
So I have to take this home and edit it straight away.
Yeah.
That's fine with me.
Because
you're busy. Mr. Busy, man.
Don't say that. Money in the Bank this Sunday. You got to get some predictions for that. I don't think there's a lot to talk about from Raw SmackDown this week.
I mean, let's go through it.
I don't think we really have to dwell on a lot of things from Raw.
Maybe not SmackDown. Maybe a little bit of Raw.
Okay, talk to me.
Like, so it started off with...
What are the standout moments from Raw?
Well, I mean, let's start off with the beginning. I guess the Paul Heyman promo with Brock Lesnar.
Yeah. I think it was a good way to do it.
I do. I enjoyed the segment. But I just felt that Lesnar needs to do more on his part.
What do you mean?
Right. So Samoa Joe choked out your advocate.
Yeah.
The man that makes you money.
Yeah.
The man that gets you gigs.
Right.
So Samoa Joe is hurting your business. Forget your personal feelings with Heyman should be on display too, because you've known Heyman such a long time. Heyman's done so much for you since 2002.
Right.
So it's a long time.
Yeah.
So he should be more angry. He should be really upset.
Right.
And he come out and he's all smiling.
Okay.
Doing his little...
Yeah, playing to crowd and all that kind of stuff.
Obviously, Lesnar doesn't care what we say. He doesn't care what anybody says. But I think he would probably, if someone was to ask him about that, he'd probably defend it by saying, well, look at the way I sold for him in the ring. That's probably his way of saying, well, I am taking him seriously because I let him headbutt me and I let him kick me. You know what I mean? Mm. And I got angry at the end. But he should have been pissed from the beginning.
Okay. Yeah, he should have come in.
Should have been like, nah, like,
where's this guy?
Heyman,
bring him out.
Yeah,
now,
Heyman,
now.
I can take care of this.
Yeah.
Give me the mic.
Okay. I do you know what? Now you're saying it like that.
You get what I'm saying? But I like what Heyman said. Like, you're the Samoan that nobody
cares about.
Like, you're the Samoan that nobody wants to be a part of.
Right.
You're not part of any family.
Yeah.
You know, you're just a mutt.
Yeah.
It was good, man.
And then I think, like, just to show the, like, they made both men look super strong by bringing out all of the whole roster,
yes,
to split
exactly.
them up and all that kind of stuff. And Joe got the better of Lesnar,
yeah,
which gets everybody more excited for this match. Because I think going into it, we always talk about the casual fans who may have never really known about Samoa Joe.
Right.
And there's a lot of casual fans that always just thought like, well, there's no way that this guy should even be in a match with Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
This made it look, this kind of legitimized it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So this is the best way to do it. I think
I agree.
I'm more excited about the match now than
should
ever.
Should be good.
Yeah.
Elias Samson defeated Dean Ambrose. Do you want to talk about this?
Yeah.
Can I just say something? I don't think Elias Samson...
It's going to work.
Not that he can't... I think with that gimmick, it won't work.
The singing gimmick?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think it's more...
He can't do it like The Rock. You know, when The Rock
he
was getting heat.
Yeah.
I might catch a plane. I might catch a train. How do you people live here? You must be insane. I'm leaving Sacramento, like stuff like that was amazing.
Okay,
going when Elias Samson does it.
Yeah.
I can't wait to leave this stinking city. Nobody cares.
Oh no! Yeah,
I think when he does it a cappella, maybe it works. But while he's doing it, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, can we talk about this segment, please?
Come.
It was the worst segment of the night.
What one?
The Cedric Alexander.
What?
Noam Dar FaceTiming Alicia Fox.
You know what's really sad is that no one cared. No, like. They do this thing, yeah, where, like...
Well, at least with This Is Your Life, Bailey, it generates some heat.
Yeah, no, but, like, I think...
In terms of bad heat, but it was... Yeah, but it was...
They're clever about the way... Because I don't really know anything about production and making TV, but I know, like, I've noticed subtle things, like... So when somebody appears in the shot from backstage, there's usually a little pop from the crowd. There was crickets when they showed Cedric Alexander. And that's the first time he's been on TV in a while as well.
Yeah.
And even when he came out, no one cared either. Yeah, it was really bad. It wasn't good. No. The match wasn't, obviously, it was a good match as well.
Why would we listen to Alicia Fox?
Why would they give us the feed
on Titantron?
That was weird. That was very strange. I didn't care about it too much.
It's terrible.
It was really bad.
All right. next to Bray Wyatt cut the promo to further his storyline with Seth Rollins. So I guess he's no longer feuding with Finn Balor at the moment. I guess he's back onto Seth. Did Finn get injured or something? Because he hasn't been on TV since Extreme Rules.
Didn't notice that. That's bad.
Yeah. He took a sly dig at the fans for dragging his name through the mud. We're going to get into that in a minute.
Okay.
Seth comes out, cuts a promo on Bray. Bray disappears, appears on the Titantron. And I guess the match between them two will happen at Great Balls of Fire. I have to say now, the way they have booked Bray has been like, we've always known it's been really bad. Then I thought they could bring it back by giving the world title. I guess Bray Wyatt has become the new Arsenal, right? He's replaced Dolph Ziggler for the Arsenal role.
It's
right?
Like borderline disrespectful as well.
It's really bad.
Yeah, it is.
But can we talk about the elephant in the room?
Well, okay, let's just get into it right now. So, rumors about Bray Wyatt's marital affairs. Yeah, I mean, JoJo.
I mean, come on.
She is bad.
Listen, I'm not condoning cheating on your wife. I'm not saying it's right to have affairs.
But you understand.
But you know, you're on the long road. You're on the road.
Yeah.
And you see a thing like JoJo. I mean, we don't know how it happened. Bray might have.
They might have been having problems before.
They might, you know, Bray might have problems with his missus. Yeah. I'm not saying it's right. Not saying that for 1 second. But if you just Google JoJo WWE. Just type in JoJo WWE and you see the images of this lady.
She's fine.
I don't know if any man will be.
When did this happen though? Because before she was just cute, and now she's banging.
Now she's always been banging. I mean, she was cute in NXT.
She was like mad cute.
She's cute in NXT, but now but she's like the gym work, baby.
The back though, man. The back is insane.
Insane.
The back is insane.
Insane.
How did that happen?
Insane in the membrane. You know, she cheated on her boyfriend, which was the son of her. Oh, she's assumed to be Hall of Famer.
Who
do you think has the wrestlers? So her boyfriend is a wrestler too.
Yeah,
but he's like an independent wrestler.
Okay,
and his father is a legend.
Scott Hall.
No.
Is that father? Is that son? Is that dad a Hall of? Is the dad a Hall of Famer? Or he is
will
a legend?
Be. He will be Hall of Famer. He's not Hall of Famer yet, but he should have had it already.
He needs to tell me. Go on.
It's time.
Vader.
It's time.
It's Vader time. It's I didn't know that Vader's son.
Vader! Time!
Who's Vader's son? What's his name?
I can't remember. Leon.
Is he just not good?
I don't know. I really don't know much about him, actually, to be honest.
I feel like if you're the son of a Hall of Famer, you should just get a contract.
I feel if you're a son of a Hall of Famer, no one should be cheating on you.
I just feel like you should deserve a contract. Whether you're good or bad, whether you're going to be a jobber or not, I just think that you deserve a contract. I think what's Scott Hall's son's name?
Cody Hall.
Is his name Cody as well? Yeah, Cody Hall deserves a contract.
He's in Japan though. He was in Japan. I don't know if he's in Japan anymore. So yeah, he might as well just.
He deserves a contract.
Probably, yeah.
Anyway,
I mean, adultery happens in the world of wrestling. It's been happening for years.
It happens in the world of the world.
Yeah. But you know what I mean though? In terms of wrestling, it happens quite a lot. So, you know, it's, it is what it is. She's filing for divorce, right?
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
do we even know these rumors are true?
Kind of. And then there's like pictures of them reaching the venue next night together and stuff. So.
Okay.
Anyway.
Titus Brand.
Yes.
To
be honest, you're starting to like it.
I'm love it.
I knew you'd love it.
I'm loving it.
I'm still not sold.
Tozawa in the crowd.
I'm still not
watching
sold.
Watching it. And then. I think to come watch this match. I don't know why Tozawa was in the front row when he's a wrestler.
Yeah.
I don't know why he was watching it. But anyway, when Titus O'Neil pulled him off from the barricade and started shaking him about, I was cracking up.
I think this is the person that's getting the most out of this is Apollo Crews.
Yeah, he is.
Because Titus.
No,
I think Titus is always going to have work because he's good on the mic. He's very entertaining.
Oh, you mean as in terms of long term? You mean?
I just think I think they've actually found something for Apollo Crews that's going to work.
Titus
is doing really well for him, yeah.
Raw Women's Champion, the goddess of the WWE, Alexa Bliss, made her way to the ring. The reception was quite nice, obviously. Bush reminded fans that she defeated Bayley at Extreme Rules to retain her title. Then, I think, did Nia Jax come down?
Yep.
Yeah, Nia Jax come down, them two have a little face-off. Then Mickie James and Dana Brooke joined them. And then Emma returned. No one cared. Sasha Banks came out. She got a good pop.
Yeah.
And then they had like a little six women's match.
Yeah. Nah. Mickie James and Dana Brooke.
And Emma lost. Emma got the pin. Yeah. Got, Emma got pinned.
Yeah.
By,
I mean, Sasha, isn't it? Sasha, you come back after all this time, you get pinned. It's,
yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I'm guessing we're looking at another six-way.
I think it's going to be a six-way. Or maybe just, yeah, I think six-way for Great Balls of Fire, which will lead on to Sasha, Alexa, one-on-one.
Do you think they'll get a Money in the Bank match as well, maybe?
Who?
Those six ladies.
Oh, Raw?
Yeah.
No, because Money in the Bank is a SmackDown pay-per-view.
I know, but they can still get a Money in the Bank match. Why?
No.
Why?
No.
Wait. I think the Money in the Bank stipulation should be across the WWE.
I don't think so. I think keep it for one brand. I think it makes SmackDown special.
I don't think it does. I think it should just be like...
It should be like Royal Rumble, you think?
I feel like if you have that...
Too many briefcases.
I feel like if you have that break... Weren't there two briefcases before?
Yeah, that was dead. That was dead. Think about it. What were the memorable ones between the cross the two? I don't remember. Like, I know Daniel Bryan cashed in one time. Yeah. I know that Raymond... who else cashed in? I don't know. But it was just like, there was too many briefcases. You need to keep it to one. One a year. More special that way.
I don't agree. If you guys agree with me or Skinny, let me know. Double X. I'm really giving out the one extra text number right now.
Yeah, you nearly gave it the one extra number, bro.
At Kick Out Podcast. I think they should do a Raw Women's Money in the Bank. I don't know. Let me know what you guys think.
Heath Slater and Rhino versus Miz and the Miz Bear. The Miz Bear had his own Titantron. That was quite funny.
That was very funny.
It was all Dean Ambrose. It was Dean Ambrose all along. It was Dean, damn it. It was Dean all along.
At first it wasn't.
Who was it the first? No, not the first time in last week. You mean in
during the match.
Oh, yeah, it was Dean afterwards. Yeah, Dean did a swaparoon in the Bella Magic type of thing.
He did a Bella Magic. It's bad that you call it a Bella Magic.
It's a magic.
Nah, because bare people did it before that.
Of course, Hebner's.
Beverly Brothers. I can't remember.
Conquistadors.
Edge and Christian.
As the Conquistadors.
Oh, okay.
Kurt Angle and his brother, Eric Angle.
Exactly. Anyway, keep going.
Bella Magic. Bella Magic. Rich Swann came out to face Neville. Neville attacks him and... said he's warned Tozawa that he's gonna. So I guess Tozawa's got the next title shot for the Cruiserweight title. I guess.
Yeah.
So Tozawa will probably win. Take that to the title's brand type of thing.
Yeah.
Enzo Amore and Big Cass versus Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson. Big Cass got knocked out again, but still wanted to compete in the match.
Right.
He comes out, tries his best, but obviously because of the blow, he was dizzy, and then they knocked him out, defeated. Which I don't like this, because I felt Cass should have got the pin, not Enzo.
Why?
Because Cass is already injured. I know they knocked him out of the ring and whatnot, and then they double teamed on Enzo. And but you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like, let Cass get a pin for once, man. Stop jobbing out Enzo.
It's true.
And then Enzo goes backstage, and I think Big Show tried to help them out, and then I think Cass was trying to say Big Show was the one that attacks him, and then Enzo was like, hey, man, did you attack Cass? And then Big Show was like, what are you talking about, man? You guys are S-A-W-F-T.
What do you think? Do you think it is Big Show?
No, it's not going to be. I don't know where they're going with this. I mean, I was interested, and now I'm just like, yeah.
Do you sometimes feel like they're making it up as they go along?
I think this might be like the Lost. You know, remember the TV show Lost?
Yeah.
It's made up for, I think made this up might up, be this yeah. case.
I agree.
Can we talk about this Bailey segment with Corey Graves?
I didn't see it.
Are they turning Bailey heel?
I didn't see it.
So she had an interview and she's giving out, you know, that cliche, oh, I'm such a fan, I'm not extreme, I'm here to win matches, I'm not here to hurt people, I'm here to put smiles on faces, all kind of nonsense. And then Corey's like, okay, well, you know, that's really admirable, but how are you going to survive with that mentality in this, you know, cutthroat industry? Da, da, da. And then Bailey goes, by just being simply me, you know, all that cliche stuff. And then she goes, oh, before we end this conversation, before we end this interview, can I have a hug? And he's like, all right. And then she kind of gives him a hug. But a very weird kind of way. So I think what they might do is, you know how they made Angle, when Angle first came out, he was like this creaky clean baby face, but it was so like, they need the fans to go against it.
Make it annoying.
They might do that with Bailey.
They're going to make it annoying.
Yeah, they might make Bailey a heel.
But like a good, like she's good, but she's annoying. Like I'm amazing kind of person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they might do that.
That can work. That could definitely work.
You think so? Yeah. I mean, they had something special with Bailey before, which was natural and everyone loved them, men, women. I think they've ruined that. And now the fact that they have to do this is quite sad, isn't it?
It's sad.
It's a bit worried. They could flip it around like that, that'll be pretty cool.
I think it'll work.
I mean, if this was an Attitude Era, you know Vince would have made Bailey a virgin, innit? You know that would have been the storyline, innit? That would have been, I haven't had sex yet. That would have been, you just tell them you haven't had the penetration. You tell them that. You tell them you've only kissed one boy, and that's when you were five. What you know, but you know that's what Vince would have done in the Attitude Era.
Vince would definitely have done that.
You throw out beers. You play with toys and your promos.
I didn't even see that promo. Okay, cool. Corey Graves.
And the main event of Raw was the tag match. It was Cesaro and Sheamus versus the Hardys.
Yeah, I liked it.
Do you like this?
I did like it. I thought it was a good match.
And there was like, it was like a double disqualification, right?
Double DQ. Right. Well, I think it was a good way to end it. I mean, I don't know if that means.
I guess
it's
a different way to end it, I guess.
I don't know if that means that the feud continues. I'm happy to see it end now, but I thought it was a good match anyway. Mm. All the same. No, you didn't?
It wasn't. No, obviously, it's never a bad match between. They always have good matches, but I'm just, my interest levels are just. I'm kind of bored of the Hardys already now.
Really?
It's quite sad to
see. Yeah, I think they got.
Remember when Rival got gassed?
They got
Rival got gassed. Shout oh my
Rival.
God.
Shout out to Rival, but I think it's time to split them up. And it's time to break Matt as well.
Yeah.
SmackDown.
Should we just go straight into this women's scenario?
So
they're soon to be Money in the Bank.
SmackDown Women's title.
SmackDown Championship match. Yeah. Now.
You look like you've got a real issue with it. Why?
No. No, I've got some theories we'll get into. Before we get into that, so Naomi defeated Tamina.
Yep.
Then
Lana with a move.
Lana dropped a bad boy.
Boy,
it was like a spine buster, but it was like a different kind of spine buster. I don't know what's the word I'm looking for, but yeah, it was like some sort of.
It looked powerful. It looked
sit down spine buster. Yeah. It was really good, man.
I liked it. I really did like that.
Big I mean, to, when your husband's Rusev, you better be coming up with moves like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you think that? I mean, that was one move. Let's not get too gassed.
Yeah, we're not going to get gassed. Let's not get gassed. They need to book that match clever.
Yeah.
Like, just short and sweet. A few good spots here.
Yeah.
But we'll get into the predictions to that after this. I mean, there was really much to talk. I mean, you know, Fashion Police and New Day versus Colognes and Usos. That was
it was decent match.
It was nice. Sammy, I like the Sami Zayn promo with Nakamura.
I was getting annoyed by that.
AJ. That was funny, man.
I'm getting really annoyed by it.
But that was really, there was really much strong talking points this SmackDown, really. I mean, they had a 6-man match with Corbin, Nakamura, Styles versus Zayn. Sorry. Zayn, Nakamura, and Styles versus Corbin, Kevin Owens.
And Dolph Ziggler.
Mm. And it was really done quite clever because obviously Zayn was getting all the blows, who's getting jobbed out a lot, but he still tried to tag in Nakamura and AJ and they keep knocking them down.
Yeah.
But then Zayn still found the strength to do the Huluva kick. So let's talk about the Money in the Bank.
Women's match,
okay.
Should we go to pay-per-view or do we go to predictions of pay-per-view?
We're going to go to the predictions right now. We're going to go to Money in the Bank that's happening this Sunday and we're going to start off with the women's match first.
Okay, cool. All right, cool.
Now, in the males' Money in the Bank match, there's 6 participants.
Right.
Now, in the women's, there's only 5. Now,
interesting.
Could that be?
Is there only 5?
There's only 5.
Okay. So no, there's not 5.
Yeah. It is 5.
Charlotte, Becky, Tamina,
mm-hmm.
Carmella,
mm-hmm.
and
Natty.
So you think there'll be one more?
I think there might be somebody debuting.
Who?
At Money in the Bank.
Asuka?
No.
Ember Moon?
No.
Who?
So think about it, right? So there's Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair, Natalya, Tamina, and Carmella. Now, before my prediction was Carmella to win the briefcase.
Mm.
I don't know what's going to happen now. It might be Tamina because it's Father's Day. And Rick and Jimmy Snuka passed away.
It's not going to be Tamina.
And you know they love Jimmy Snuka.
It's not going to be Tamina.
You never know.
Okay.
The same. Yeah. I don't think it's going to be Becky. I don't think it's going to be Natalya. And I don't think it's going to be Charlotte.
Yeah.
Right. So if it's not going to be Carmella, it's not going to be Tamina, there might be somebody being a surprise entrant at Money in the Bank 2017.
Who have you got?
Maria Kanellis. She is going to be on the SmackDown brand with Mike Bennett.
Mm.
They both are going to arrive.
Yeah.
It might. There's strong rumors that they might actually debut next week, Tuesday, on SmackDown itself.
So I'll tell you what's more likely to happen.
Why not be her?
Let me tell you what's more likely to happen. Naomi and Lana have a quick match.
Yeah. Naomi's going to win that.
Let's just say Lana wins.
I hope not.
Let's just say Lana wins.
Oh, and someone catches it on Lana.
I feel like if Lana wins, she's not going to leave Money in the Bank with
the title.
That's
a good shout.
But
Carmella.
Naomi could actually then join the Money in the Bank match. depending on where it's scheduled.
Nah, I don't like that.
Depending on where it's scheduled.
I hate that.
But I genuinely do think, yeah, we're getting a new champion at Money in the Bank, and the cashing will happen at that event. I don't know who. I feel like
Maria Kanellis.
I feel like if Naomi wins, she's gonna get cashed in straight away. I feel like if Lana wins, the same thing will happen. Actually, no, I don't even think that. You know what? I don't think Lana's gonna win. I think Naomi's gonna win, and I think someone's gonna cash in on her. I don't know. Why Maria Kanellis?
Because she's there's strong rumors that she's gonna debut next week on Tuesday. So why not? What a great impact to put her in and making her a new champion.
They're not gonna pop, man. They're not gonna pop for her.
No one's gonna pop for her.
So why would they make her champion?
Okay.
They're not going to pop for it.
It's something to talk
about. I don't like it.
Piece.
I don't like it.
All right. What about Carmella then?
I think Carmella is a strong.
I think that's the best shout.
I think that's the best scenario. And I think like with some help from Ellsworth, she could get the briefcase.
Okay. Zack Ryder actually appeared on SmackDown. He's come back. Zack Ryder and Mojo Rawley has a match with the Colognes on the kickoff.
I'm going to call it right now. He'll turn.
Zack will turn on Mojo.
Evil or.
You can see the way Mojo was talking on SmackDown. Yeah. It was very Cena-ish, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I got to say thank you to John. Thank you for Shane McMahon for giving me the opportunity. But, you know, I came up short. But you know what? In a way, I'm glad I came up short because I'm sounding like John Cena right now. And this could help me in the long run to be the new John Cena.
I think it's evil or. I think either Mojo's going to turn heel or Zack's going to turn heel. I mean, we've never seen Zack Ryder as a heel, have we?
No, that's true. So that's cool, right?
But I think one of them two, I think one of those two are going to. It's definitely, I don't think they're going forward as a tag team at one point.
Usos New Day.
I would like to see the Usos keep it.
I want Usos to keep it and New Day winning the SummerSlam.
Yeah, I'd like to see Usos keep it.
Okay. What happened to American Alpha?
Who knows?
I mean, have we ruined their careers? Last time we saw American Alpha was when we both interviewed them.
We might have ruined their
careers. Does WWE still like us?
I don't know.
Are we going to SummerSlam this year?
You know what? We need to find out. But we haven't seen American Alpha on TV in a long time.
Kevin Owens versus AJ Styles versus Baron Corbin versus Sami Zayn versus Dolph Ziggler versus Shinsuke Nakamura. Nakamura picked up the briefcase at the end of the end.
Which
of
means
SmackDown,
he's not winning.
Which means he will not be getting that.
He's not going to win.
Briefcase. I don't think it'll be Corbin either. I don't think Corbin winning it will generate a huge pop. I think it might be Sami Zayn.
Do you know what? And I'm not saying this because I'm a fan. I'm going to go for Dolph Ziggler.
Again?
Yeah.
He's had this moment.
I know, but I'm still going to go for Dolph Ziggler, I think.
And he'll probably win it on the day.
I think AJ and Kevin Owens they're going to go again. I feel like AJ is likely to be the next US champion at some point. So I think they've still got unfinished business. I think Corbin, I don't think Corbin is ready. Maybe, I think Zayn or Ziggler. I'm going to go Zayn or Ziggler.
Okay.
I think, do you know what? I think Zayn cashing in on Jinder will do a lot more for Zayn. Think so you're too. Right, actually.
I think so too.
You know, I'm gonna say Zayn.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say Zayn. You're right.
Jinder Mahal versus Randy Orton.
Jinder's gonna win. Jinder's gonna win.
Apparently, Orton's father is gonna be ringside. Cowboy Bob Orton, a couple of other legends. So we'll see what happens there. Maybe they'll get involved in a mix. And
I'm definitely getting Jinder.
Should they bring back Carly?
The Maharaja. As what? As muscle?
As muscle for Jinder.
That'd be good.
That's what I would
but
do.
But he can't really go, can he?
Singh Brothers. Yeah, but he could just slap a man and that's it. Squat a man.
Maybe. Let's do it.
That's what I would do.
I like it.
Bring back Carly just for that. Not for him to talk or nothing. Just be a henchman for Jinder Mahal. Obviously, he's going to be thinking, I'm former WWE World Champion, so... Well, World Heavyweight Champion, so maybe I should, you know, fight.
I think that's a good idea.
But anyway. Injuries. Mark Andrews got hurt in the Download Festival, NXT... tapings, but he's okay. But they thought it was really serious because of his neck. Austin Aries has also been injured since that match with Neville when he gave that stare at the camera. That's probably him saying, I'm hurt. And Braun Strowman is being cleared.
It's like, yeah, it's happened again.
Braun is cleared.
I'm out. Yeah. Braun's clean.
That's what he's doing, yeah.
He's just looking at it like,
yep, I had this before. Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor TNA.
I'm fucked.
Yeah. I'm 37. Braun Strowman cleared.
I'm excited about Braun coming back.
Paige is cleared, but I don't know if she's going to be wrestling in WWE anytime soon. She might be able to do some independent stuff with the World Cup.
Do you think the sex
maybe
tape
WCPW?
Over now, you think about the sex tape is blown up, blown over now?
Yeah. Nobody cares about it anymore.
So you think she can come back to WWE?
Yeah, but I don't know if she still has any bad blood with them. I don't know.
Okay.
Dash is cleared as well.
Awesome.
Speaking of Dash, not Dash from Revival. The Dash from Revival is cleared. But your homeboy Dash, that That's one Dash. That shows up, and he's become my homeboy too.
Yeah.
He's got a big fight coming up.
What do you mean?
Yeah. You know, he does boxing, right?
I had no idea.
You know what his nickname is?
What?
The Prince of Zumanda.
Are you sure? Where did this... I had no idea.
The Prince of Zumanda, you know, like coming to America.
That is sick.
So we got to go, yeah?
Yeah, we're going to
go. We got to back that. So, yeah, Dash, yeah. Please give us information on when your fight will be. We will be there, and we'll obviously promote it on the show.
So
other people want to come in. Other things to talk about. Obviously, Mayweather and Conor McGregor is having the fight.
August 26th.
Yep, and did you see what Enzo tweet?
What was that for? I don't understand.
I think, I don't know, Enzo just doesn't like him, maybe. I mean, just obviously, random. A lot of wrestlers don't like him because of
Enzo. I know, but that's just come out of
Enzo
nowhere.
Said, well, Enzo, I mean, because McGregor cost a lot of wrestlers.
That was ages ago. Like, yeah, why now?
Enzo said, you talk shit and Floyd is going to knock it out of you. And if he doesn't, I will. Really? And you can't teach that. I mean, obviously, we all know that.
Enzo, you don't really want it.
McGregor will destroy him.
Enzo, you don't really want it. You really don't want it. Anything else to report? What's going on in NXT at the moment, man?
So they're building up to NXT Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling it might be a little Bobby Roode, Roderick Strong type of thing. But they're kind of they're slow. I mean, Bobby Roode came out last week in NXT and destroyed Roderick Strong. This didn't cost him out. Like saying, well, you're not championship material.
You're not levels.
You're not levels. You're not like me. You know, so... I'm assuming that's going to be it, but Roderick Strong just took it like a bitch and walked.
What's going on with the Gargano situation?
Oh, so obviously Gargano's out.
Yeah.
And Tchampa got injured, so he's out as well. So they're both going to, I think they're both taking some time out. Tchampa to heal, obviously, and Gargano maybe just put him out for a while. So when he comes back, it's going to be a massive pop type of thing.
Awesome.
Asuka and Nikki Cross and Ruby Riott had a triple threat. They brawled all over. This is the first time you ever see a match at NXT go backstage, fighting on backstage, fighting on the cameras, a big bump under to the table. It was really good, very vicious beatdown for all three of them. It was actually really good spots and stuff. So I guess they're going to do another four-way when Ember Moon, because Ember Moon's clear as well. Yeah. So I guess that four-way is going
to
happen.
Can't wait to see Brooklyn. That. I'm going to
I think Ember should win, man.
Think so.
I think so.
And then ask her to Raw or SmackDown.
Come up, man.
SmackDown or Raw?
Raw.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And book her as a badass.
Bad girl.
Badass girl. I've been already doing that anyway, but keep doing it.
Anything else to report?
I think that's really it.
See, this is a quick episode. I'll be honest, I'm trying to rush this episode. We're like almost here in half an hour, so we're cool. Yeah. But yeah, we'll have a more full episode next week. We need to do something like...
the Blockbuster's coming soon as well.
The Blockbuster's 1,000,000% coming. I've butchered you that time. I told you about that after. And also, we should get a guest next week.
Yes, we have to get a guest next week.
I've actually got a very good guest. But yeah, we'll sort that out.
Can we get a female?
Yeah, it is a female.
Is she hot?
Oh wait, man, don't say that because she might listen.
I'm sorry. I'll edit this out.
All right, till next week. Rate, subscribe, comment. That was the Kick Out. Thanks for listening. Peace.